You're scrolling through your phone when a friend's name pops into your head. Before you can even open your contacts, they're calling. Coincidence? Maybe. But what if I told you that Kaylor Wadlington woke up one morning with a random urge to move to Denver, a city he'd never considered, only to receive an unexpected job offer there that same afternoon? That single moment kicked off a cascade of perfectly timed events that redirected his entire life. We've all felt these strange alignments, these moments when reality seems to wink at us. Most of us shrug them off as flukes, but what if they're actually breadcrumbs leading us towards something bigger, a state of being where life stops feeling like a struggle and starts flowing like a river finding its path to the sea? Ancient cultures understood something we've forgotten. The world isn't a collection of separate objects bumping into each other randomly. It's a living web where everything connects. Modern quantum physics is finally catching up, revealing that beneath the surface, all matter participates in a dynamic exchange of information. This isn't mystical thinking. It's the cutting edge of science validating what mystics have known forever. Flow represents this natural unfolding of life toward wholeness. Think of water. It's simultaneously powerful and yielding, dynamic yet still. You can't force it, but when you work with it, it transforms everything. When you're in flow, timing becomes effortless. The right people appear, doors open, not because you're lucky, but because you've aligned yourself with life's underlying rhythm. We dismiss startling coincidences because our worldview demands measurable cause and effect. Carl Jung defined synchronicity as the coming together of inner and outer events in a way that cannot be explained by cause and effect, and that is meaningful to the observer. His breakthrough came when a hyper-rational patient dreamed of a golden scarab beetle. During their next session, as she recounted the dream, an actual scarab appeared at Jung's window. He caught it and handed it to her. "Here is your scarab." That moment shattered her intellectual defenses and opened her to transformation. Learning about synchronicity is like putting on 3D glasses. Suddenly, you see dimensions that were always there. Beverly Fox Martin prayed at her mother Kathleen's grave after 5 years of failed adoption attempts. That same day, she received a call about adopting a baby already named Kathleen. Anne Medlock and John Graham's house hunt led them to Langley, Washington, where impossibly specific signs appeared: a letterpress shop perfect for Anne's nonprofit, John's rare pipe tobacco in stock locally, their exact church denomination, even Levi's in John's impossible-to-find size. Synchronicity appears in varying intensities. Single synchronicities have clear beginnings and ends. Strings occur sequentially, emphasizing a message through repetition. Clusters, the most complex form, involve multiple types converging around a theme, offering layered understanding. Synchronicity validates your uniqueness while connecting you to something vast. When Earl Davis searched unsuccessfully for The Adventures of Marco Polo at two bookstores, then hailed a taxi to a third, his driver's name was Marco Polo. The universe mirrored Earl's exploration, speaking directly to his journey. Synchronicity functions as life's feedback mechanism, signaling you're on track. Like beeps confirming you're hitting the right notes, it increases as you move deeper into flow. It supports balance by moving you toward what energizes you and corrects missteps quickly. Lies boomerang back, self-pity gets upended, righteousness receives symbolic rebukes. Most importantly, synchronicity reminds you that you're not alone. Whether you interpret this as God, angels, your higher self, or karmic rewards, you're part of a caring whole. You can't pursue synchronicity directly, it's a byproduct of living in certain ways. The secret is developing the attributes that naturally produce it. Interviews with 50 Flowmasters, people aged 17 to 96 who've made flow their way of life, reveal 9 consistent attributes you can cultivate. Commitment means saying yes to life through action, respecting yourself, causing no harm, seeing everyone as a teacher, and trusting everything happens for a purpose. Honesty requires ruthless self-examination to break through self-deception, plus outward authenticity where your appearance, words, and actions align with beliefs. Courage means consistently stepping outside your comfort zone and following intuition. Passion generates flow through deep caring about something beyond yourself. Immediacy means fully inhabiting the present moment. Openness makes you available to possibilities, wasting little energy on protective walls. Receptivity connects you to the silence from which flow springs. Positivity means seeking value in every situation, being a fact finder, not fault finder. Trust enables you to proceed with certainty into the unknown. Sunny Schlanger shifted from compulsive control to trusting the universe. After her divorce, she embraced her inner voice and accepted mystery. Past life regression revealed a pattern of fear-based retreat, prompting her to take business risks. When three death-related events converged in 1 week, finding a death AIDS patient, burying a bird, and meeting her ex-husband's girlfriend, also named Sunshine, she recognized her strength in facing endings. John Beale received a death sentence in 1980 after his third heart attack, 3 to 12 months to live. This Vietnam veteran with PTSD found purpose restoring a polluted stream that reminded him of himself, nearly dead. He hauled 18 tons of garbage the first year, then rebuilt the ecosystem. The stream became his teacher, showing him his own value. His work attracted 500 volunteers, including troubled veterans who found healing alongside him. Janet Landis's transformation began when she heard synchronicity during a phone call. A former nurse and mother of six, raised to maintain appearances, she'd spent most of her life disconnected from her feelings. Her breakthrough came when, as chair of her church's race relations committee, she confronted her unconscious racism. Speaking authentically before her congregation, "I am a racist," Janet found her calling, helping others understand discrimination's deeper dynamics. Flow exists naturally. You simply remove blocks like self-doubt, fear, judgment, and resentment. 14 techniques guide this process across three categories: self-knowledge, be aware, accept yourself and others, express who you really are, inner action, create silence, follow your intuition, practice mindfulness, and outer action, do 100% of what you know to do and trust, finish things and move on, take risks, break with your old reality. Creating silence stills your mind to access unlimited potential. Start with conscious breathing. Sit comfortably, breathe deeply, focus on the sensation at your nostrils. When thoughts arise, gently label them thought without judgment, then return to your breath. Following intuition means trusting knowing without knowing how. To nurture it, consciously intend to strengthen your intuition. Learn how it uniquely speaks to you through gut feelings or mental images. Trust it without judgment, follow its guidance without demanding the complete picture, and review outcomes to distinguish genuine intuition from fear. Mindfulness transforms ordinary experiences through exquisite attention. A rose becomes layers of crimson depth, intricate patterns, velvet texture. Do 100% of what you know in the moment, then release the outcome, creating space for synchronicity. Finish things to free energy. Say what you'll do and do it, close lingering relationships, maintain order, forgive past wrongs. Risk destroys comfort, setting the stage for growth. Life's devastating crises, unexpected death, illness, financial disaster, betrayal, can be transformative gateways to flow, stripping away facades and prompting deeper questions about existence. Connection flows from appreciation, gratitude, and generosity, three states that generate flow's power. Appreciation begins with accepting yourself as you are. Your body is precious and unique. The odds of your exact genetic makeup are 1 in a billion. Gratitude transforms life into a series of gifts, creating bonds between giver and receiver. Nikan, a Japanese practice, cultivates gratitude by helping you recognize the countless hands contributing to everything you enjoy. Generosity means giving from the heart without expectations. When you're in flow, generosity becomes your nature. You share yourself freely, creating a feedback loop with the universe. Flow never truly disappears. You only perceive it's gone when you're out of step with yourself. Watch for early warnings. Plans falling through, timing feeling off, synchronicity falling silent. These obstacles might be synchronicities themselves, signaling you're heading down a path that isn't for your highest good. When flow ebbs, look inward. Are you hiding truths, doing things you hate, stuck in routines, physically depleted, trying too hard? Eventually, you reach a stage where you stop talking about synchronicities because your relationship to them has transformed. What were once signposts become acknowledgments. Instead of pondering the mirrors and lessons of coincidences, you simply smile and nod thanks. What once astonished you now feels natural, of course. As flow becomes your nature rather than your destination, it sinks from constant view like an underground river, still present but no longer seen separately. In a world that teaches us to force outcomes and fear uncertainty, we've forgotten the most powerful way to live, in alignment with life's natural current. When you develop the attributes of flow, commitment, honesty, courage, passion, immediacy, openness, receptivity, positivity, and trust, you stop swimming against the tide. You become the river itself. The universe has been speaking to you all along. It's time to listen, to trust, and to flow.